Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, Pete, really rubbing it in there, giggling about the 48-degree forecast as you're kicking your legs
He should do the Florida weather forecast. Yeah, what's it like down there?
By the way, I'm really sorry. I really did. I just was listening.
I loved it.
What's the weather down there, Pete? What is it, like 80 and sunshine?
It's awful. I was golfing yesterday down in Lowen Park.
Up.
It was we had a great time. It was 88 and sunny.
Just really, you know, digging it in there. Man.
I did not mean that in a bad way.
All right, we'll get into the fast break here. We're going to try to roll through these. We got a fun segment in the last 15 minutes of the hour or two, so we'll get going quick. Dave, we're going to start out with you. Last week, I asked a question about the Minnesota Twins and their upcoming stretch against, well, pretty bad opponents, and we said we're going to know a heck of a lot more 1 week from today. Well, 1 week on, and they are 6-1 in those seven games. They have six straight wins over the White Sox and the Angels, another game against the Angels this afternoon, and then more against the White Sox. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they are back to 500 on the season. Did people speak too soon about the Twins' 2024 season before last week?
And by people, you mean me, because I was speaking
very soon.
It was
not just you. It was a lot of people.
I don't think it was too soon. I think there were some very disconcerting trends. I'm gonna talk out of both sides of my mouth here, okay? Because one, you know, it's not like we beat the best team in Major League Baseball. It was the Chicago White Sox. But and as Dan Hayes wrote, I was reading an article he wrote in The Athletic this week, and he wrote this, and I thought this quote was perfect. Who cares who they faced? The Twins' offense hit with consistency, something they even struggled to do in spring training. And I think more than anything, that is the biggest bullet point I took out of this week. Doesn't matter who they faced. They finally got things going. They're hitting home runs. Chris Paddock had one phenomenal outing and then another pretty good outing. And I think, as I said last week, if they could just start to get some of these balls to get out of the stadium or just find their way through and get some runners around, they'll loosen up on the bats, things will come a little bit easier, and they'll start doing things consistently, and they have. So was it too early to say that? I don't think so, but I do think now that we've finally learned a little bit more about this team.
Yeah, just breaking out of that mental slump, I think. Who cares who it happens against? It happened.
Yeah, and we were part of that slump, right? I mean, so we were slumping, and we needed to find out, and Charlie, you called it. You said, hey, look, it really matters what happens against the Sox, despite the fact that the Sox stink. We stunk at that time, but we've suddenly put it together to some degree. We've got the bats are going. Let's also remember the Angels are not that much better than some of these other teams. Yeah, they're not exactly the world beaters either. So we had the right time to get those two teams in front of us. We took care of business the way you need to do because you still got to finish it, and we did. So I think it's were we a little ahead of ourselves? Probably, but you start to worry a little bit when you played as poorly as we did. So I think the fact that the bats are coming out, that's a really good sign for the Twins.
The headline this week is, we stink less.
Nobody's quite as bad as the White Sox. That is a historically bad baseball team. We'll have to revisit that at the end of the season and see how that turns out. On to you, Pete. Wolves are back. Yeah. Suns have proven no match through three games for these Timberwolves, barring a historic collapse, which, of course, me saying it on air, right? That's the jinx. Barring a historic collapse, which, we can't discount, the Wolves are on the cusp of a potential series against the Denver Nuggets in round two if they can finish off the Phoenix Suns, and of course, if Denver finishes off, or did Denver finish off the Lakers?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Last night. I didn't.
I'll look. Yeah. Go ahead and finish the question. I'll look.
The question being, Pete, what needs to happen for this team to get over that hump and make the conference finals?
Yeah, I think they just have to continue to do what they're doing. Obviously, Ant has had one or two games where he just didn't play the way he can play, and he had trouble shooting. And the fact that we could still win games under a situation when Anthony Edwards, one of the greatest players, I think, in the game right now, it shows me that if he's struggling and we can still win games, it shows you that we've got a little bit of depth. And it's amazing to me because I was taking a look at how young we are. I think the younger you are, the easier it is to digest, spit it out, and get something else the next time you go out there. But you got Naz Reid's 24, Ant's 22, McDaniels, who stepped up the other day, is only 23 years old. We're a young team that can easily forget what just happened if we played poorly and move forward. And I'm really impressed with how they've played all year, but specifically what they're doing right now in the playoffs.
I know we're going to go into this later too, but I can't underscore enough the importance that Mike Conley's played, having that veteran presence. The idea that the guys are no longer looking for call, they're just playing basketball, and it works. And that's why they are destroying the Suns. And I don't think he's quite approaching Nikola Jokic yet, but I got to say, Devin Booker is probably one of my least favorite players. He is so annoying. Him and Jokic, I'd love to see them together because the two of them are the most irritating players in the NBA.
Oh, I love Jokic. How do you hate Jokic?
So annoying. All he does is cry.
Anyway. He's fine. We're gonna keep moving on here. I think we've all jinxed this enough now.
By the way, the Lakers did win. They now
I did.
Got
yeah,
one.
I noticed yeah. that. So the Lakers extended that series to at least a fifth game, which.
Well, the NBA was never going to let LeBron get swept. Oh, did I say that?
By the way, we're going to be talking more draft this entire next hour. So if you've got something to get off your chest about the draft, some thoughts, some questions, some opinions, 651-461-9226. That's the Stiles Financial Talk and text line. Send us a message, and we'll get to it in the next hour. But another question about the draft for you, Pete. We've already talked about it a good deal. We're going to talk about it more with Matthew Collar of Purple Insider at the top of the hour. But I want to know who your favorite day three pick is for the Vikings, and I'll give you the options. We got 6'3" cornerback out of Oregon, Kyrie Jackson, 6'6" swing tackle, Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma, that is. Kicker Will Reichert out of Alabama, guard Michael Juergens out of Wake Forest, and defensive tackle Levi Drake Rodriguez out of Texas. I'm going to give you even more options, though. They signed two of the top 10 undrafted free agents after the draft was all said and done. Of course, remember, Ivan Pace Jr., one of the best rookies on the team last year, was an undrafted free agent. So these guys can come in and play.
As was
Adam Thielen. Yep. Cornerback Dwight McLaughlin out of Arkansas and edge Gabriel Murphy from UCLA, who a lot of people had going to the Vikings in the draft, and they got him after the draft. So having gone through that entire list of guys, who is your favorite?
That one's really easy for me because I'm going to go with Kyrie Jackson. I think that kid, he's got the length that you want. You need I think that in this NFL, you can have the shorter DBs, the corners, But a guy who's 6'4", 195 pounds, who can run the way he can run, who's athletic the way he is, the way he's got a swagger, and he gets in their face, the receiver's face. He gets inside their head. I think he was a heck of a player, and on a great Oregon team, he stood out in a lot of the games. Because let's be honest, it's a very much a passing league out there in the Pac-12, and I think that you've got to have great corners, and I think Kyrie Jackson is somebody that really will be a very good Minnesota Viking.
I'm going to go with Will Reichert, the kicker, mainly because they needed a good one. And all that really? They had left was the kid from the XFL.
Yeah.
But what I love about him, he's good inside 40 yards. Like, that's what they need. He can make a 50-plus. But the Vikings need consistency at that position. I'm going with Will Reichert, my guy, Alabama. He kicked in a tough conference. Probably means he won't make the team. But anyway, that's
yeah, he's going to be in that kicking competition. We'll see. Taking a kicker with a pick, always a risk, because there's going to be so many of them, too, in the undrafted free agent side. I really like those two seventh-rounders, the guard out of Wake Forest, Juergens, mm-hmm. and the defensive tackle out of Texas A&M Commerce. I think both those guys have a chance to make the team that were kind of unheralded, I guess, going out. Also, Kwesi keeps getting these undrafted free agents who I think have a real chance. Gabriel Murphy in particular, I think, could surprise some people once he gets on the practice field. I think I went in the wrong order here. This was supposed to be for Pete, but it's going to be for Dave now.
Okay.
But Pete, you'll get to answer it too.
Sure.
Last 2 weeks, Gopher football has added 4-star transfers from Georgia, LSU, and Clemson, along with a 6'8" tackle from Texas San Antonio just yesterday. 6'8", something like 400 pounds, another Daniel Fa'alele type body. They also had a quarterback from Virginia Tech. That's a lot of big name schools there that they're getting some of these transfers from. The inbound talent has been as impressive, I would say, as we've seen from PJ Fleck and company in years, particularly this year. We're still a ways out from the season, but Pete, I want to know the expectations should be for the Gophers this season and these transfer players. And I said Pete, I mean Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I think the expectation is, depending on who they are, they should be able to go right away. You would hope that these guys coming in from other schools where they've been and that they were good and established players, that they should just be able to go. So I think it's just so hard, you know. And we've talked about this before, but it always comes down to the same thing: do they have a quarterback that can actually get the job done with consistency? And I know that I feel like I'm a broken record. I say this every week, all the time. They've never had – it's been so long since this team had a consistently really good quarterback from year to year to year that – and you need that. You have to have it if you want to be successful. So are the expectations high with these transfers? Absolutely. Does it matter one bit if neither one of these quarterback transfers pan out? No, it doesn't. I just – or quarterback adds pan out? I don't think it does, because without it, it just doesn't make a difference.
I'm impressed with what they're doing, Charlie. I know you are too, because you're a huge fan as well as me. I am with the Gopher football program, and I'm excited for what they're doing. I've never seen so much talent coming into the building over at Minnesota. I really haven't. And it's incredible. I don't know how we're even doing it. Some of the guys that we've been able to pick up, some of the quarterbacks that we've been able to sign, some of them are already there. Others are going to be coming either next year or the year after that. So everything that I'm seeing right now shows me that PJ and these guys, the coaches, are doing an absolutely unbelievable job canvassing the country and getting some great talent back here at Minnesota. I'm excited. I think it's going to actually show up on the field this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get Jackson Howard back on the field, coming up from LSU, the edge player, and then wide receiver out of Georgia. That's exciting. They've had some success with that in the past, Rashad Bateman and the likes. That's all I got for you guys. We're running a little bit late. We want this last segment to have a little time to breathe, so I think we should go to break.
All right, let's take a break. Why Sean Payton's an Idiot, coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.